But first today, is Australia's National Compensation Scheme for Survivors of Child Sexual Abuse actually pushing people into the courts? A lawyer representing several abuse survivors says she's certainly seeing more and more of them choosing that option. Victoria's Attorney General is also speaking out about problems with the federal redress scheme, saying it's not providing fast and simple support to the thousands of people who've applied for compensation. And while it is promising to address the delays, the federal government has acknowledged that many of the applications are far more complex than it expected. Thomas Ariti has more.
Melbourne lawyer Angela Sadrinas has represented countless survivors of child sexual abuse over the years. But now, even with the government's national redress scheme in full swing, she's noticing a trend.
I'm issuing many more cases in the courts than I ever did before. I've been doing this work for over 20 years, but probably for the first 15, 20 years of that time, I couldn't even get claims into the courts.
And she says there's a few reasons why. For one, it's the money. The maximum amount of compensation under the scheme is $150,000. But the federal government has told the world today the average paid out so far is about $80,000. And lawyers like Angela Sadrinas say some survivors have received much more by turning to the courts. But it's changes to the law that she says are making people think twice about the scheme.
A lot of the people who were going via the redress scheme were doing that because they had prior settlements. They had previously signed deeds of releases, waiving all further claims against the institutions. In Victoria, Western Australia, Queensland, and Tasmania, laws have been passed allowing those prior unfair deeds of settlement to be set aside where it's just and reasonable to do so.
She says the courts are already feeling the impact.
More and more survivors of abuse are electing to sue in the courts rather than applying to the redress scheme.
Do you think with those changes in legislation combined with the fact that there are these extensive delays with the redress scheme, at the moment the average time is 8 months for an application to be processed, do you think that that will lead to a situation where we will see this influx of survivors pursuing their case through common law instead?
Oh, we're already seeing that. The Supreme Court in Victoria, for example, has established an institutional abuse users group. That's sort of a group of people, lawyers, who commonly are in the court handling abuse claims. And the reason why the Supreme Court has done that is because they're seeing an influx of cases, and these particular cases can be quite unique, and the Supreme Court is working with practitioners to manage those claims.
The comments come as Victoria's Attorney General, Jill Hennessy, has written a scathing assessment of the National Redress Scheme. In a letter to the Federal Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, she's expressed concern that it's failing to provide victims with fast and simple support. She says the scheme needs to be fixed and plans to bring an options paper for reform to her interstate and federal counterparts at a meeting next month. Speaking in Melbourne this morning, Jill Hennessy also expressed concern that some potentially liable institutions still haven't signed up, meaning survivors who were abused within that institution can't get compensation.
We fund a lot of non-government institutions. I've asked for material to look at who might be receiving government contracts that may have a liability but have not yet signed up to the scheme.
The Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, says it's been a significant task to get institutions to sign up, and the federal government is continuing to pressure those that haven't. The government also recently announced an $11.7 million boost to the scheme to fast-track the process. But the minister says another hurdle is just how complex some of the applications have been.
We imagine that about 25% of the people who would seek to make redress would have one or more institutions identified. We've found that in excess of 75% of our claims have more than one perpetrator, and a significant number of those have three, four, and even more than four institutions.
Regardless of her concerns, Jill Hennessy is quick to point out that the scheme is a positive step for many survivors.
The power and the promise of this scheme is that you don't necessarily need to go out and hire expensive legal representation, that you're not subjected to the adversarial rigours of making a legal claim.
Melbourne lawyer Angela Sidrinis agrees.
I absolutely acknowledge that the redress scheme gives survivors another option. I mean, I'm not one of these lawyers or advocates for survivors who dismisses the redress scheme. And there are actually, you know, historical cases where you could never prove your claim in a court of law, for example.
Since it was launched in July last year, the scheme has received more than 5,000 applications. 638 payments have been made, and a further 618 are on hold because the institution named isn't participating. At least not yet.
Thomas Ariti reporting.